You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired. Presented by the Salvation Army, this Christmas you're invited to join our fight for the hungry, the homeless, and the hopeless. To give, ask your smart speaker to make a donation to the Salvation Army or visit salvationarmyusa.org to donate.
Most interesting thing in tech, renovations coming to San Francisco Airport. Are they exciting, cool new restaurants? No, they're building a seawall. And they're building a seawall because, like a lot of other airports, SFO is vulnerable. Airports are often built flat places, which is good for a runway, near the water, which means you're not so close to homes on at least one side, so you don't have airplanes flying over and making people unhappy. So there are a lot of airports that are built in vulnerable areas, and they're going to need seawalls because you can't have the runways get flooded. But that leads to a larger question. One of the most important challenges for us right now with climate change, it's not just reducing carbon footprint. It's not just seeing if we can figure out geoengineering and pulling carbon from the atmosphere. It's adaptation. We are past the point where the climate change is going to bring all kinds of crazy weather events to us. We're going to need to learn how to live with them. We're going to need to learn how to adapt our cities, how to build seawalls to protect buildings, fields, playgrounds, schools. We're going to have to figure out how to deal with storm surges. It is a real challenge for architects, for engineers, for clothing designers. We need to start really thinking about adaptation. Protecting airports is a good place to start. All right, see you tomorrow.
It's today's most interesting thing in tech from Nicholas Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired.